Mayor Brown says he didn't know that at least three Buffalo police officers were blocking their name tags while guarding his house Wednesday evening.
Again, I'm not aware of it. Police officers should not cover their name tags. It's my understanding that during this time, we've seen instances of that here and in other parts of the country.
The Buffalo Police Policy Manual specifically states that name tags must be displayed by officers while on duty. In addition to tape over their name tags, thin blue line patches were also spotted, with the policy manual also banning the addition of unauthorized patches or insignias.
It shouldn't happen, and I'm sure the police management will address it.
John Elmore, a former New York State trooper turned attorney, has been active in teaching young people of color how to deal with police interactions. He says uniform regulations are important for police transparency.
The reason that there are police regulations requiring name tags are to protect the public from police abuse, so that police officers, if they are out of line, the public can identify them by their name and by their badge number.
Elmore says the blocking of name tags is telling.
It makes you wonder how much control the mayor has over the police department that he's in charge of when they're openly defying him in front of his house.
WBFO's Tom Dinkey reached out to the Police Benevolent Association for comment on the matter, and we have not heard back. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.